we have our former Border Patrol agent, Gary Brugman, on with us, who was literally chosen to be persecuted and prosecuted by Johnny Sutton, it seems like. And what this all turns out to be, folks, after numerous prosecutions now of agents doing a very fine job, is that there is a sense among us law enforcement people that the goal is to shut down the Border Patrol, to have them stand down and get a book and lay down under a tree someplace and read a book. And I know, Gary, that you've talked to some of the Border Patrol agents, and how do they feel now about a half a dozen of you guys for doing your job being sent to prison now?
Well, there's terror going through all the Border Patrol right now, and not just the Border Patrol, Jack. It's cops nationwide. I happen to know a lot of police officers across the country, and a lot of them just say it's not worth their freedom. It's not, you know, to do their jobs anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, because Johnny Sutton first came after the Border Patrol agents. Now he's after sheriffs, deputies, and who knows who's next. I mean, it ain't worth it. And
yeah.
And it's funny because I was thinking back, and it was a really great job until 2001 that he came on, because I guess that was one of the first things that he did when he was appointed. You know?
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I don't think there's any doubt. This isn't accidental that he's choosing some of the best agents out there that are doing their job for years and doing an excellent job, risking your life every day, because I'll tell you, I've been in that situation you were in with that illegal alien drug smuggler on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disabled today, as you know, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Because I arrested a illegal alien drug smuggler on the streets of Phoenix in 86, and I was injured so badly. He went to jail. I was able to hold on to him until the Calvary got there and got him and put him in prison. Put him in jail, but I went to permanent retirement because of my fight with a illegal alien border or a drug runner, and so I've been there, done that,
mm-hmm.
And it is really scary because these guys will flat kill you.
Yes, they will.
And they're always armed. Every one of them is armed because they're criminals, and they don't mind violating the gun laws. They have weapons secreted away on them someplace. And so I'm just praising the Lord that you made it through that situation and also through prison. There's got to be a reason, Gary, that God has saved you so many times and saved you through prison. And I think the reason may very well be is that you campaign to try to get Johnny Sutton removed and to get our Border Patrol agents and other officers out of prison. That may very well be why God has saved your life, brother. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well, Jack, that's my main goal right now is to try to get Johnny Sutton out of where he is and to help these agents that are in prison because, man, they're 80 days into a 11 and 12 year sentence, and, you know, their families need them, and they served their country. But they were Nacho was in the Navy. I was in the Coast Guard. And we need what we can to help. And I just hope that, you know, with all the hype going on now, I hope it doesn't die down.
Yes, I hope it does too.
As a matter of fact, it kind of hurt me financially, but I purchased an airline ticket yesterday because I got invited to a radio talk show radio host convention in D.C. coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, yes?
And I'm going out there along with Monica Ramos and a couple of other talk show hosts from California. So we're going to go out there, and I believe we're going to go before Congress and everything. So we'll see what happens.
And that's fantastic, brother. That's fantastic. Like I say, God is moving in your life, Gary. And stay close to the Lord because they may still try to do something to you, brother. But with God there beside you, it won't happen. We'll be right back, folks.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, heat your home. State-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Saber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. To the first people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles, ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. Natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-I Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Jank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I want to reiterate what he said, folks, is that he's putting himself out there, just bought an airplane ticket, and that isn't cheap, and I know he's not doing very well financially. But what he said is so true, we can't forget to keep the pressure on our elected representatives to get Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion in this Sheriff's Deputy Hernandez pardoned. And they can do it through the Congress, folks, as you know. We've talked about this numerous times, and we can't forget that every week we need to call our representatives again and again and again and again and tell them to sign on to this congressional pardon. They have this system set up to where they can actually go around our evil, demonic president, Bush, who wants the Border Patrol to go away so he and his dad can get their drugs into this country that they've been bringing in since the 1960s, and we have all the evidence to prove that, the testimony from DEA agents and FBI agents and others. So I'm not talking off the wall there. And also get the millions and millions of illegal aliens they want in here to depress the American economy. They want the Border Patrol to go away, to stand down. And so we've got to win this battle for all of us Americans, because with no borders, as I think it was President George Washington, didn't he? I think he's the one that says a nation without borders is no nation at all. And so let's not forget to join Gary Brugman in his campaign to try to get our agents out of prison. And, Gary, would you mind if we took some calls, brother?
No, absolutely, Jack.
Okay, we got a good friend on from Virginia, Ernie, who's a tremendous American activist and involved, it seems like 100% of the time, with trying to take America back and put it under the control of the American people again. So let's go to Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, thank you, Officer Jack McLam, and hi, Gary Brugman. You're a hero to many American citizens, and thank God you're out of prison, and you're standing tall for your fellow Border Security agents, Ramos and Campion. You mentioned the rally. It's called Hold Their Feet to the Fire 2007 rally, planned for April 22nd to the 25th. Details about that rally is available on worldnetdaily.com. It was posted by Dr. Jerome Corsi on Friday, April 6th. And basically, at that rally, there's going to be a discussion not only on supporting the Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Campion and others, but they're going to ask Congress to defeat the latest illegal alien amnesty bill.
Good. Praise the Lord.
And to protect the border. But what's even more troubling with the latest amnesty bill, this is called House Resolution 1645, the Security Through Regularized Immigration and a Vibrant Economy, called the STRIVE Act. If an illegal alien applies for amnesty and is denied for using fraudulent documents, the U.S. government cannot use that information to have that alien removed. And any government employee who divulges that information will be fined $10,000.
Good grief. Nice.
So not only do we have this continuous attack, clear pattern with Gary Brugman, Gilmer Hernandez, Agents Ramos, Campion, and others, but now there's going to be attack on other government employees within Homeland Security if an illegal alien uses a fraudulent document, and should that government employee disclose it, they could be fined $10,000.
Good grief. My gosh.
Doesn't surprise me one bit, though.
Oh, I know. So we have another agenda here,
yes.
Gary. I mean, this is a clear pattern. And I watched the Lou Dobbs show a couple weeks ago. They had Johnny Sutton on that show. And he talked about the situation and, in my view, misrepresented the facts at the end of the show. But there was a supervisor was on prior to Johnny Sutton, and I was very troubled to see this supervisor attack Ramos and Campion. Are the Border Security agent supervisors so politicized that they can't do their jobs in support their own agents, Gary?
Yeah, there's a lot of threats and a lot of differences that go on between the bargaining agents, which are the field agents, and management. When they get up into management, which is commonly known as the brass, when you reach that point, for some reason, your views change. I've known agents that have been amazing field agents. Once they turn into brass, it's like they get sit down and talk to, and everything changes. And all of a sudden, they're management, and it's us against them. You know how everybody always says, when I become a supervisor, I'm going to try to do things right and change. And for some reason, that doesn't happen. And I believe it to be that a lot of times that the inspector general or Washington comes up and gets hold of them and says, this is what we're going to do.
That is very troubling, and it's almost as if somebody above them, and I think it goes beyond Johnny Sutton, I think it goes all the way to the Justice Department and possibly even to the Attorney General Gonzalez.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I believe that, you know, I mean, I can't say that it does happen, but I believe that 100%. You know, and not to change anything here real quick, but if I can tell you real fast, when I went to my appeal at the Fifth Circuit, to make it short, the judges actually tore the government apart. at my appeal and pretty much told him, I can't believe you're doing this. I can't believe this has happened. I can't believe this made it to my court. We should think twice about before we prosecute our agents. And then 3 weeks later, they wrote the complete opposite in their Fifth Circuit opinion, and I lost the appeal. And if I would not have been there and my attorney would have told me that story, I would have called him a liar. I mean, I went with several police officers that went to my appeal, and they said if that judge could have called BS, he would have. And then they wrote the complete opposite. I was in shock. So it's almost like somebody made a phone call.
Yeah, somebody from very high. And,
exactly.
And when I look at the activities, and Dr. Jerry Corsi has reported on this for some time about the North American Union, the NAFTA Superhighway, and if you go back to the establishment of NAFTA in 93 and 94, there is a direct correlation between the increased numbers of illegal immigrants coming into the country mm-hmm. and the illegal drug trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And with the North American Union and its merger and increased traffic up this NAFTA superhighway, we're going to have even more contraband. And have you heard anything in Texas regarding the Mexican trucks being allowed to come into the country?
17,000 trucks are going to be allowed across from Mexico. Gary, I guess you're aware of that.
Yes, sir.
I cannot imagine with this pattern of abuse against the current federal border security agents, along with this coming horde of Mexican trucks that don't comply with American standards,
mm-hmm.
and they will be allowed entry onto all American roads,
mm-hmm.
how the border security agents can possibly do their jobs?
Well, it makes it almost impossible, sir, because down in Eagle Pass, Texas, where I used to work, the bridge, they have two international bridges, and each one of them has one X-ray machine. They have one X-ray machine each, and then Customs has a portable X-ray machine that sometimes they usually put at the checkpoint. But if they're backed up with trucks now, and if they're going to allow 17,000 more trucks to come in, you know, you got to figure at least 10% of those are going to come through that one port. You know, it's unreal.
Let me ask you a question. This is Jack McLam. I have heard over the last 10 years from Border Patrol agents that are on our mailing list here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and they've told us here that there are times during the day when they're out there on the border talking to people as they pull up in their vehicles and everything and inspecting, and all of a sudden they're told to let certain trucks come through and don't stop them at all. And they just flag them on through, and they don't stop them, they don't search them. Have you heard that, Gary?
I've heard of that happening, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'll bet you anything that's the drugs of this international criminal cabal that is just coming across that border. We don't know because nobody gets to stop the trucks, but I'll bet you anything, Ernie and Gary, that a lot of these trucks that are going to be coming across that border, these 17,000 trucks that are going to come in from Mexico, are going to be flagged on through, and they're not even going to be inspected. Is that what you suspect, Gary?
Well, I know that can possibly happen. I've never seen it happen personally, but I've heard of things like that happening.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that did happen, like we were talking about coming from above, Jack, is a lot of times we go to a roll call to muster, and our supervisors would tell us that if we catch any alien or drug loads, we're not going to process the drivers of the loads for 1325 or 1324 or anything because the U.S. Attorney's Office isn't prosecuting them.
Gee whiz.
And that came straight from the U.S. Attorneys. Don't do it because we're not going to prosecute it.
So for
2 weeks, we weren't prosecuting drivers.
Okay. Well, listen, we're coming up on a break here. Ernie, did you want to hold over?
Yes, I do. I got a couple.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with Ernie and our dear brother, Border Patrol Agent Gary Bruckman. Be right back, folks.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back, and we have Ernie on in Virginia, and I just want to say, Gary, that thank you for going February 18th to El Paso, Texas there to protest the conviction of what we call the Texas Three. Thank you for being there for Ramos, Compion, and Hernandez, and thank you for your wonderful work on their behalf, and we're going to ask all of our listeners out there, really pray for Gary, because it is not without some consternation that we do these kind of things, because we know we're going against God's enemies who are in very high positions of power in the administration. And so God bless you, Gary, and protect you. God protect you, too, and your family, okay?
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
Let's go back to Gary and Ernie. Ernie, did you want to say something else to Gary?
Yes, I do. Well, Gary, under this proposed bill sponsored by Congressman Flake, I think he's from Arizona, and Congressman Gutierrez, he may be from Texas or California, I can't remember which state, but the taxpayer must provide immigration law violators who are being detained with individual and group counseling, daily access to indoor and outdoor recreational programs and activities, services that recognize their special religious, cultural, and spiritual needs, and must fund new detention facilities with, quote, meaningful recreational activities, private toilet and shower facilities, and clothes that are not prison-style uniforms or jumpsuits. And when I read bills like this, and having understood your plight, what happened to you, your survival, 2 years in a federal prison with your life at risk at every day that you were there.
Every moment, yeah.
And then to hear about agents Ramos and Campion being in solitary confinement, and then to read that these illegal aliens must be given all these special privileges when they're caught, and if they cheat and have fraudulent documents, then government workers can be fined for $10,000 for disclosing the illegalities and the fraud being committed by this. I'm wondering, Gary, if this isn't this going to further demoralize our federal border security agents and what they're trying to do, bills like this?
Well, you know, Ernie, it's pretty sad because morale, as it is pretty low on the border and within the Department of Homeland Security right now. If this bill goes through, I mean, who's going to want to do their jobs?
That's right. I mean, won't the job be reduced to just driving around the border and basically looking the other way as they pour across the border?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it's going to come to. Nobody's going to want to do it. It's not going to be worth it.
Oh, I totally agree. This is, to me, treasonous to the American people. This is a violation of our Constitution. This facilitates even more millions of illegals to come here because it's such a welcome wagon or a welcome mat being thrown out.
Really.
And one last thing. Texas radio show host Ed Henley and Roger Hitchcock and Howie Carr, among many other radio show hosts, that are going to be at this rally that you'll be going to, Gary. I'm hoping that as many citizens as possible will come out and support you, Gary, and these other agents. And I encourage all the listeners to attend this rally. It's scheduled for April 22nd through the 25th. And I think it's at the same time that Congress will be having hearings on the involvement of the Mexican consulars and the activity when illegals come across, and to what extent are they influencing the U.S. Attorney's Office and undermining our rule of law?
Yeah.
Mexico is interfering with our nation's sovereignty, but I've read on these other amnesty bills that we have to get permission if we put a barrier up or a fence. You know, what is going on here? Has this country, have we given up our sovereignty and we don't know it? Are we already a part of this illegal North American Union in which the president did not have the authority under the Constitution to even do?
That's right. That's right. And, of course, that's exactly what's going to happen, is there will not be any borders and there will not be any American sovereignty anymore. And I claim, as George Washington did, that we won't have a nation called America any longer, because without borders, you don't have a nation.
That's right. So we're up against the clock here. We have a small window of opportunity left. American citizens have got to stand tall for these federal border security agents, and especially Ramos and Campion. If they love America, they love freedom and liberty, they need to come out and support this rally or support them in other ways, financial contributions or letters or whatever. And I want to thank you, Gary, for being on the show, and to you, Jack, for taking my call today.
Thank you so much, Ernie. Everything you say is well put and very important, folks. Thank you, Ernie, and we'll talk to you next time. Gary, did you have anything you wanted to say about what Ernie said?
Oh, no, like you said, everything he says is absolutely, absolutely, positively correct. It's a pretty scary thing, and we're losing control of the country. But like I told you last time, the government doesn't want you to know. A lot of people in northern North America don't know what goes on the Mexican border.
That's right. Listen, I hear the music back there, Gary, so we're coming up on another break. We'll be back with you right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
So sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't treat me this way.
I'd rather die. They killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree.
Mercy from me.
Lost a lot, our pain was heavy. We sacrificed for God and country.
Something's going on here. We've got Poltergeist in the phone line. And my phone went off. My communication was just shut down, and so I apologize for that. I had to go to another line. Seems like it's coming in pretty good right now, so we'll just head on into the program here. Gary, sorry about that, brother. Something happened to the phone line between us and Texas over there. So anyway, Gary, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Jack?
Good, brother. All right. And I wanted to start off this part of the program and tell the listeners that we are accepting calls. And we're going to give out the call-in number here right away, 800, if you'd like to call in and talk to Gary, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we do have another caller on the line. We have John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program. You're on with Gary Brugman.
Thank you, Jack, for taking another call from me today. Gary, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You know, Jack and Gary also, it's amazing that our government, I believe, they're in a full-blown attack on every side. It's almost like they know that their end is near, so they're pushing up their end game. Gary, my question for you is, I know that you've been through a lot. I know that you've given up a lot of your time sitting in a jail cell. Do you really realize what is going on in regards to our government, in regards to our sovereignty, in regards to what the plan really is? Are you aware, and are other agents aware of what's going on?
You know, I really would like to say that I am, and I'd like to say that I am more aware than what I was, but I don't think anybody really knows what's going on right now, especially the field agents.
Well, what I would suggest, what I'd like to suggest, is a book for you to read. Jack, I offered it to you. It's called What Hath God Wrought by Dr. Bill Brady.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
And that book is an eye-opener. It's a good beginning. And Gary, if you have ever heard of Ralph Emerson, there's a book called The Unseen Hand.
Oh, yeah, very important.
That if you want to, and I really, I pray that you'll pick these books up. If you want to have an understanding and realize, Gary, that our entire lives, myself included, we were lied to.
Correct.
In regards to history, in regards to what this nation, although the founders may have had a godly intent, the people that allowed things to happen had something other than a spiritual intention. If it was spiritual, it was evil spirits. We have been lied to. So you need to begin to look at history through a different eye, through a conspiratorial view, because you know as well as I do that evil people push their evil down, and control is no good unless you attempt to use it. And our governments around the world have been doing it for hundreds of years.
Yes, sir, and I believe that 100%. As a matter of fact, when I first started going down for this, people used to tell me it's politics. It's because you caught too much dope. It's because you did this. And I was like, no, it's just things that happen. It's life. I'm going to be tried. I'm going to come out okay. And, you know, I couldn't think it's anything further than the truth.
Well, why would Benjamin Franklin have said we've given you a republic if you can keep it? Why is it now that I'm sure before you were imprisoned that you said, well, I haven't done anything wrong. I don't have anything to be afraid of, which is a famous catchphrase of many people. If you don't have anything to hide, you have nothing to worry about. Well, evidently, we have a whole lot not to worry about, but to be concerned about, not just for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren. Someone has got to stand up. Mm-hmm. And thank God, Gary, that you did. Thank God for shows like Jack's and stations like RBN.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all right,
sir,
y'all have a good day.
Thanks, John.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
John. It, brother. Yes, there is a group of people out there, Gary, that I've known for 27 years now that believe that the Founding Fathers were bad guys and that they purposely set up a system that would be able to be overthrown. And I don't believe that, brother. In all my 27 years of studying, I believe that God used our Founding Fathers to set up a godly nation, a nation under God. And that's provable. That's very provable. Mm-hmm. About 25% of everything our Founding Fathers said was right out of the Bible itself. Mm-hmm. And so even though some of these guys were Freemasons, Freemasonry changed tremendously when later on, and it changed into a satanic organization of very evil men at the very top of it. And so I just don't believe that, and I think there's enough proof to understand that God used our Founding Fathers to set up a nation under his law, and what has caused the system to collapse is we've allowed, Christians have set back and allowed us to come out from underneath God's law, and we've promoted into positions of power the most evil men on the face of the earth, and that's why America's falling. God has taken his hand of protection off of America and is allowing us to come down as he has through every nation throughout the history of mankind. In biblical history, too, you see nation after nation that turned against God, that God took his hand of protection off of and had them crushed. And that's what we're undergoing now. But praise the Lord, more and more of God's people are waking up today than ever before. And I can see a difference. I can see that we've got a great chance, Gary, with men like you, standing up and taking on the enemies of God and liberty, our republic, and not being afraid to stand up. God is going to bless America again and going to protect us again, and I can see that coming. So praise the Lord, Gary. Thank you for being there, standing up, brother. Okay. And we got to go right back to our phone lines here. We've got, who we got up next? Who's up next there? Oh, Joe in Nevada. Okay, let's go to Brother Joe in Nevada. Joe, welcome. You're on with Gary Brugman.
Listen, you guys are my heroes, and I don't say that lightly. I think you men have made an example of what you're doing and what you represent as law enforcement officers. I at one time was an ex-convict, and I used to run that border 40 years ago, and I know what's coming across.
Ah, yeah.
And the only reason that they're flagging a truck to come by that through the customs and whatever inspections, they're loaded down, man. And we're talking about big money.
Yeah.
And what got you, Gary, isn't the fact that you ain't got no huevos, man. It's because they turn against you because you got huevos, man. Mm-hmm. But you got to stand up in the righteousness of God, man, because the horses, it says, the Bible says that the blood's going to come up to the horses' bridles. And the real men and the real women of God are going to have to stand up and be accounted.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I can only tell you, right. God bless you both. And you're in our prayers and the prayers of righteousness. Not mine, not yours, but God's. And God is going to be the one that's going to overcome all these garbage can people.
Thank you, Joe.
Amen.
Lord bless you, brother.
God bless you guys.
Yeah, thank you for standing up too, Joe, there in Nevada. That's what I mean, Gary. More of God's people are standing up than ever before, and we're going to win this thing. I truly think we are, as more and more of God's people come out and stand up and join us on the field of battle against God's enemies, we're gonna win this thing.
Yes, sir. And like I said, we need to do what we can for everything we can for Ramos and Compound because they've got the whole children's lifetime ahead of them. You know, it's 12
they sure
years.
Do. Yes, that's right. 11 and 12 years. That's right.
And then that out of everything that's happened, Jack, everything that happened to me, everything that's going on, and that's one of the things that bothers me most because 12 years is a long, long time.
Man, that's a lifetime for these young children.
Exactly.
My goodness gracious, if they go and we don't get them pardoned when they've done absolutely nothing but do their job and did it very, very well, if we don't get them pardoned, they're going to miss 12 years of their children's lives.
Exactly. And I lost 3 years, of 3.5 years of my son's, of seeing my son.
Yeah.
And that tore me apart. I can imagine 12.
My goodness gracious, brother. Yeah. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the program.
Well, welcome. My name is Gary. Hi, Gary.
How you doing, sir?
I want to thank you and both Officer Jack McLam for your service to your country. And I'm so thankful that you made it through what you had to go through. I could sit here and rattle off 20 issues that are coming from to us from 20 different directions. And every day I feel that noose tighten and tighten. And I think that this illegal immigration thing and what they're doing to you boys is, and the other laws that they're passing are going to enrage the Americans in this country to the point where they're going to have a civil uprising on their hands. And believe me, they're ready for it. You ain't going to win it by locking and loading, standing in a line. You're going to have to play their game. You're going to have to select the most egregious ones and snatch and rendition. And it's going to take some neck stretching and some head-on poles along the highway.
You sound like some of my old World War II buddies, man. You sound like you've been around a few years, Gary.
I'm 65. I have to comment on your working for no pay. As you know, I put up this little 19-page survival list. It's something I can do. It doesn't cost me any money because I don't have any. And I've had about 200 and some requests for that thing, and it's turned into a full-time job on the computer.
Well, praise the Lord, man. That's great.
But I'll give my email addy out again for that preparedness list. I went through it all day yesterday and added a bunch of commentary, but it's graybeard42@bellsouth.net, and graybeard is spelled with an E, G-R-E-Y-B-E-A-R-D, 42@bellsouth.net, and I'm doing what little I can do for the country just like you guys are.
Thank you, Gary. God bless you, brother.
Bless you, too.
Listen, we've got to run to Leslie in Virginia now. Leslie is a tremendous American activist down in Virginia. Welcome, Leslie, to the program. You're on with Gary Brugman.
Thank you, Officer McLam, and thank you, Gary. Gary, were you ever charged with violating the civil rights of the illegal aliens like the other officers were charged, border agents?
Yes, that was what I was charged with, was 18 U.S.C. 242 was deprivation of rights under color of law.
Okay, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, and this is what the public needs to do now, is that, as you both know, President Bush signed the North American that was administratively approved agreement with Mexico. And we, to this very date, as you know what day it is, it was signed March 24th, 2005 in Waco, Texas. Now, to this very day, we do not have that agreement. Now, we need to demand that Congress, that agreement is made publicly now. I mean, it's been over 2 years. Jerome Corsi, I mean, no disrespect, he's been getting bits and pieces, but we need to call Congress and we need to get that administrative agreement with Mexico now. It's been 2 years overdue, and we need to call the Capitol at 877-851-6437, and this will explain what's going on.
Give
and
it
why
again.
You victimized Gary.
Give me that number again, Leslie.
877-851-6437. We need to be on the offense and demand that Congress does its job, because as of today, President Bush has violated the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, which it was the invasion of our state from Mexico, and because of this fact... Oh, I hear the music.
Yeah, I hear the music. Hang on there, sister. I'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Get a small pension check, but I'm going to send you a little money, Gary. Can you give out a contact, some contact information right away?
You know, I'd love to, but I really don't know where to send it other than to you.
Oh, to me? Okay. Well, we could do that, folks. Just
I mean, I really don't have anything.
Gary. Okay, that sounds real good. Folks, send it out here to, I tell you what, if you want to donate, give me a call, because we want to go right back to Leslie, and my number is 208, area code, 935-7852, 208-935-7852, or you can go to my website at www.jackmclamb.com. JackMcLamb.com, and send it to me, and we'll package it up and send it to you, Gary, okay?
Jesus, thank you so much, Jack.
Yeah, no trouble, brother. You're doing this for all of us, and we love you for it, and we're praying for you, too. Let's go back to Leslie real quick. Go ahead, Leslie.
I'll be sending you $100 to the Jack McLamb's office.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Leslie.
And you're quite welcome, and that's the least I can do. And, Gary, you're probably aware of this, and Jack McLamb is. The drug dealer that Camios and Romas had encountered, now he is suing this country for $5 million. And they found two loads. This was two different times, approximately $1 million worth of illegal drugs each time he crossed the border. And this is the same very individual that is suing this country now for $5 million. And we need to find out how he has standing in the court of law. And the only way we're going to get any, we have got to get to the bottom of this by demanding that Congress demands that Bush disclose the North American Administratively agreement that he signed with Mexico March 24th, 2005, the North American Union. We need to get this now.
Okay, sister. Thank you.
The capital number again is 877-851-6437, toll free.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Gary.
Absolutely.
It's on the way.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Go right ahead, Gary. We're just about totally out of time. If there's anything you'd like to say to our listeners, go right ahead.
Jack, first of all, I want to thank you so much for having me on the show again. And it's been a great Easter day for me being able to be on the radio with you. And I want to comment on something that you said earlier about somebody, and that is your son, Augie. He is a great, great guy. And like I said, I met him over where I work, and he told me about some things that he went through and talked about you. And I said, I'd love to, and I'm glad that God crossed our path.
Well,
God
was in that, brother. No question how you could be there and my son run into you and we get together. I mean, that has to be God's hand on us, brother.
You know what's amazing, Jack, is as well, is I had two agents that I actually trained come up to visit me from Eagle Pass yesterday.
Yeah.
And ironically, one of them was there when I got into it with the dope smuggler.
Uh-huh.
And who walked in as soon as they got there? Augie. So he got to meet them as well.
I'll be doggone. That's God's hand, brother. Listen, Gary, God's got his hand on you, too. We're going to pray for your protection and safety, and that God just lead you, brother, and become our representative for God and country, which you are. So thank you so much for standing up, brother.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Have a great Easter Sunday. We'll talk to you again, Gary. Lord bless you for all your great activism for our dear brothers who are in prison. Thank you, folks, for being with us today. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day. It's